last segment of this.
You know this
sliced
one?
Sliced up. Oh, I mean, I've
so
heard
it's called,
it.
This one's called Sludge Factory.
Nice.
By Alice in Chains off the Three-Legged Dog album.
Hey, you know, Alice in Chains is pretty good. And I'm not like into real heavy metal stuff too much. I mean, but I do like some, right? You got to be in that mood. I'm more of a funk guy, you know?
I know.
Get the
know
funk
you
out my house, man.
You just came in with so much fire today, I thought I'd play a little more rock.
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with that. Like I said, I'm like, you know, you can even find some country western that I'm into, right? Especially if their politics are cool. And let's get back to that.
Yeah, what's going on with politics this week?
Wow, come on,
Scott
man.
Walker's, you know, awesome post on Facebook.
People using sports to launch their own kind of stuff. And yeah, Scott Walker, that's awesome, isn't it? Yeah, cared so much about the Bucks and Milwaukee that, you know, he wouldn't take the money from the Menominee tribe to, you know, have a casino and build the stadium for the state of Wisconsin. No, make the taxpayers pay for it. What a ham and cheese and loser. And I, you know, he puts that post out and I'm like saying stuff and I'm like, oh my God, this is Walker's post. I hope he doesn't kick me off Facebook. But I didn't say anything really bad. I kind of laughed it off. But it really bothered me to see some other people, you know, Democrats. You know, sure, Mandela Barnes, take him over any Republican, right? Hell yeah. But nice timing, huh? Use the Bucks championship and get that thing going. And the reason why I say that is because I remember going up to him after he became lieutenant governor. And I'm like, hey, man, what are we going to do about that, you know, chief of police that was arresting all of us and, you know, violating our constitutional and civil rights? Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and he runs away. That's the last I saw him. Hmm. So, you know, you're going to have to earn my vote, man. If you're not like, you know, AOC type progressive, then I'm going to look for somebody else that is, man, and I'm going to beat up whoever isn't. And you're not going to be able to fake it. Okay, so you can use that. And, you know, and I saw Lena Taylor, too, you know, taking a shot at Mayor Tom Barrett, who, you know, he wouldn't have been my first choice on a lot of things, too. But didn't she run against him for mayor and got her ass handed to her? And so she's kind of saying, well, and it just bothers me. I'm like, why would you even put this post up? You're a state legislator. You're pointing out the fact that, what, the mayor, he's here for the Bucks parade, but he wasn't here for Juneteenth. And, you know, I don't know if anything's going to make you happy about him, but I know that he didn't call a bank teller a house you know what, right, Lena? And Democratic Party that didn't do anything about that. I was the only one raging about that one, see? And so that's why... Yeah, that's why it's going to be hard for me to find people that support my type of program, because I am not going to kiss anybody's ass. I don't have to. I really don't, and I don't appreciate anybody else having to do that kind of thing. And that's what happens. People get into politics, and then, you know, it's just about elevating themselves. And I'll talk to Mandela Barnes. He can come on my show and tell me, you know, this is what he wants to do, right? But right now, my impression of just about everybody that's running for office is it's for you. It's for you, man. I mean, I haven't run into a lot of you guys out there fighting for social justice on a daily basis in the street. Just because you're a legislator means you don't have to. That gives you the perfect avenue to do it. I just saw where a woman was, you know, from the Black Caucus, Congressional Caucus, was arrested too. And I don't know everybody, but that's how you get yourself out there. You stand up for people. You stand up like the women standing up for protecting water in this country. But we don't have enough people doing that. And I know there's people out there, you know, these billionaires could be funding people to go protect the water. But they don't know. They're with the guys that are polluting the water, right? Rocket science, right?
Yeah, give me some fuel. Huh?
I'm really pissed, man. I'm, you know, the state of Wisconsin is in a horrible state, and I'm going to start getting more and more boisterous about it. We got to start making some noise, people. This is like down to like I said, I'm already dead. All right. So I'm doing this for the future of the planet and the people that'll be left here after I'm gone. That's what we're supposed to do, man. We're not supposed to just be selfish and enjoy it on the way out and the hell with everybody else, but that's what I see going on. Everywhere I look, people don't see anything except what's, you know, making them feel good. Convenience and entertainment. And it's destroying the environment, and it's destroying humans are ruthless at this point. There's just no stopping them, as far as I can tell.
Well, there's so many, too, And this has been proven and shown about...
Thin the herd. Darwinism. Don't get the shot. Whatever, man.
You know, through the pandemic, this has obviously shown the ignorance, but arrogance as well, and just entitledism. And I mean, people are just so entitled in so many places. It's not just here, but it's pretty damn bad here in our country.
Hey, what do you think? You know, Evers has done a pretty good job, don't you think?
I was just going to... You know, I was thinking about that.
I didn't expect him to be like, you know, going around throwing haymakers and stuff, but he's actually thrown some haymakers at people, right? Defended us.
Yeah.
And when I hear, you know, Mayor Dave, Cheese Louise, Chislevich, where have you been the last how many years? Now, you want to come out and talk about taking primaries?
To criticize people now.
Yeah.
Okay.
What the hell is that? Are you running, Dave? Because I would tell you not to.
Yeah.
I got a radio show, Dave. If I was you, I would not run for governor against Tony Evers. I'll hand your ass to you somehow. I'm not kidding, man. This is nonsense.
I get you.
The guy's done what I expected him to do. Yeah, he signed a budget I wouldn't have signed. But he's not Pizza Box Mike, right? And he's thinking about, well, you know, damage, not to him so much, but to the state, I think. I actually think he looks at it that way. I think he thinks he's a critical thinker. Now, I wish he would have taken a couple meetings with me, like, early on. You know, I would be better advice than some of the people he's had in his cabinet. Absolutely. Because I'm like, all for it. Spine up. Let's save the world, right? Let's save the state. Let's save democracy.
I mean, let's lead.
If we're going to, look, I've been a leader my whole life. I have not achieved. I will say I have underachieved at everything. I've gotten to right where I was just about to be successful and then just walked away from it. But I think that was supposed to be that way for me. You know, otherwise I would have turned out the way I am right now, which is, geez, a total mess. Who wants to be like me?
Be like Mike?
Yeah. Yeah, he'll eat anything. actually, I won't. I'm trying to eat healthy now, and I feel pretty good, man. I'm gonna try and beat this, and I want to be around for 20 years to make a difference for the planet and everything that lives here. It's worth it.
There are different ways to lead, and there are different ways to inspire. And I think you have your way, and I think it does both those things. You know, and it takes commitment. It doesn't happen overnight for a lot of folks. And you're not on the same scale, but you're like Bernie Sanders in the fact that you always are saying the same thing. You're consistent. And when you're consistent like that with what you're talking about, that means that you believe it to your core. That's intrinsic value for you. And so it's always the same. So that's how you get people behind
you, hopefully.
I'll
say I'm much more passionate about, you know, helping people that have not had access than James Clyburn has in the Congress. When he starts talking about, oh, there's no Democrats that, you know, think that, you know, voter ID is a bad idea. Really, dude? That's like making it harder for people that are non-white to vote. I am so sick of listening to that guy. He tanked us, man. He tanked us. He was the minority whip, which is just, I mean, that's just irony right there, right? For a guy that I think is just sold himself to the people that are responsible for holding people of color back, man. Who's he trying to kid? Climate change in South Carolina is like worse than anywhere else on the coast, right? It's just dangerous as hell. It's not going to be there. There's nothing going to stop a lot of the coastline of South Carolina from going underwater. And he knows it. He knows all this stuff. He knows that Bernie Sanders' policies would have been much better for people of color than anything anybody else had. That's why I don't like people like that. You sold out, man. You sold out. And now you're the majority whip, and you're saying stuff like voter ID. Well, you know, Democrats don't have a problem with that. You're not a Democrat, man. You're gone. You're so far right, you don't even realize you're like a moderate Republican. And I've had enough of it, man. People need to call them out for this stuff. What are their accomplishments? They've been there 30, 40 years, a lot of these guys, right? What they've accomplished was keeping us down the whole time. I'm done with that nonsense, man. How much time we got? We're almost done.
Got about 90 seconds here. Yeah, yep, 90 seconds.
If we don't rise up against this, people, there's not going to be anything worth living here. Unless you're one of these people that's privileged and gated. And even then, you know, it's almost like biblical to me. It's like, you know, here they are. They're flying to save themselves, right? It's not going to work. If you guys actually believe in what you preach and what you believe in God, you're not going to be able to live in space. Trust me. It's just not going to happen. So Star Trek wasn't real, man. Good show, though. And, you know, hopefully next week's show will be better than this. But, hey, you know, I'm just coming around from, you know, billionaires in the sky. It was a bad week for me. And then before that, it was 4th of July and all the rockets and everything. And I'm just so sick of the noise and the pollution and everything else. I want nature back, man. I want to hear nature back. Dude, I saw two fawn twins running across the road, and they stopped, and they're staring at something, and I pulled up, and there was an owl just looking at me. It's still out there, man. We can save it. We can really save it. Thanks for listening again, all three or four of you that called in. And we'll be back next week. Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Thanks for listening.